Congenital heart disease is the most common birth defect in babies.
Somewhere around 3% of babies will have congenital heart disease, and somewhere around 3% of those babies will need surgery in the first week of life.
But in most cases, the disease is not discovered until after an infant leaves the hospital for the first time. A new project looks to change that, though. Six hospitals across Virginia, including the University of Virginia, are using grant money to screen babies before they go home. Tracy Hoke is the chief medical officer for Children's Services at UVA. She says they're using a pulse oximeter. It's a sensor that wraps around a baby's hand or foot to measure oxygen in the blood.
We can see whether or not they're a bit desaturated, meaning their oxygen level is less than 94%. And that 94% or below is a hint.
A hint that there's a problem. Hoke says the goal is to eventually get all hospitals in the state on board, sharing data and saving lives. As many as 200 babies die each year from undiagnosed congenital heart disease. Timothy Martin, WFIR News.